This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. And my guest this morning has a goal. It's one that a number of folks, including our friend and colleague Rick Sangari here at VPR, has achieved, visiting all of the 251 Vermont towns in the state's 14 counties. But our guest today doesn't want to just visit those towns, he wants to run through them. Dave DeVarney is a Rhode Island resident, and he plans to finish his 251 running goal this weekend in Winooski. He's taking a break right now to join us in our VPR studios to talk about this endeavor. Dave, thanks so much for being here.
Morning, Mitch.
You graduated from Winooski High School, so You've got real ties to Vermont. You went to the Navy. You're living now in Rhode Island. But the big question, why do you want to run through all 251 Vermont towns?
Well, originally I was going to do a Forrest Gump, a run across the United States last year. And financially, physically, I was just not ready. And, of course, my wife was not ready for it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So that's when I played my card and I said, what about if I do this? She let me do it.
How old are you and how much running experience do you have?
61, be 62 in about 3 weeks. I'm what I call a yo-yo runner. I'm on again, off again. I was very good in high school and then it declined since then. About 5-6 years ago, I could not convince the doctor anymore that that high sugar content, the high blood pressure was a result of Halloween candy and Easter candy. I played that card one too many times, so I got back into running.
So I'm sure your doctor is pleased, and your wife, I guess so, sort of.
Yeah.
She's allowing you to do this 251 tour. When did you start on this goal?
The end of April last year at the Maple Sap Run in St. Albans. So that was my first three, Swanton, St. Albans Town, and St. Albans City. And then basically I try to come up twice a month for about 6 days at a time and do as much as I could. And then eventually I realized I'm not going to get this done. And my original plan was 3 years at the way I was going. So I kind of brought the bike into the situation. What I do now is usually I pre-stage my bike ahead unless I got somebody that's shuttling me around.
So you'll put the bike somewhere where you're going to run till you get to the end of your run. That way you can bike back.
As long as it's not an uphill push on the bike.
What about the weather situation? I mean, how do you plan for that? Can you plan for that? What about the windstorm that we recently had? You weren't running on that day, were you?
No, I was running in Rhode Island.
Were you really?
Before our trees fell down, too. You just go with it, you know, because as soon as you decide that the weather's too bad, you get that defeatist mentality. You have another excuse, and you stop going out there. Yesterday, I ran in the rain. I was frozen coming back on the bicycle. It's one thing to go downhill on a bike. It's nothing to go downhill and create your own wind chill.
What is the shortest run that you've had through a town, and what's the longest?
Shortest will be as I go home this afternoon, 0.67 miles, because I made a mistake and it didn't connect to loose end. So that would be almost my shortest. Longest is 19 miles, going from Middlesex, Montpelier, Berlin, and someplace else in there. And actually, it was just a comedy of errors. Sort of like Bugs Bunny when he pops out of the tunnel and says, I must have made a wrong turn to Walla Walla. I made that wrong turn in Walla Walla.
I think it was Albuquerque, but I get your point.
Yeah, Albuquerque. But I went 3 miles in the wrong direction before I realized it. And that was the only, it's only one other time where I made one of those, parked my car, and instead of going right, I went left. And I was just, it was in the zone, it was running, it was fine. Rain started picking up, and I said, geez, I should have hit that town. It was only 2 miles away. I'm 7 miles now. And that's when I realized, uh-oh. But then again, I met a guy named Bill Campbell. He was the owner of a restaurant there because I was trying to get my bearings. And he just took pity on my poor soul and drove me back to my starting point.
What else? I mean, what was it like running in some of these very remote towns, Avery's Gore or Lewis?
Well, the Gores aren't part of the 251.
Okay.
But if you're going to do 251 and you're there, you might as well do it. Warner's Grant was an interesting event. The first time I planned on running into it, they had a guardrail set up because it was a logging road. And of course, on Google Maps, it looks like a perfect road until you get there. So I couldn't pre-stage my bike. So I said, okay, I'll come back up another day. So I came up. I kind of jumped the fence, that's all I'll say. But it's got to be the widest logging road I ever seen. And as I'm going down, I said, this is great. Except I found a peat bog moss. And I was probably like 7-8 inches deep in my feet in this peat bog. And the worst part is I haven't reached Warner's Grant yet. I got to go through this. I got to get another couple, half mile before I'm in. And oh, by the way, I got to run back through this again.
You got bogged down, literally.
So, yeah, that's the place I camped out at the state park in Island Pond. Beautiful state park. I knew things were right as soon as I got out of the car and I heard the loons. I said, okay, I get to hear loons every night, every day almost too. So that's a good place to go. It's a brand new, a revitalized general store in Bloomfield. Became personal friends with the Golden Retriever, Sadie. So Sadie and I know each other.
You know, we're talking to you about this, and it seems like such a fun project. But I have to take this at face value.
Sure.
We don't know. We're not following you through these towns. We have to, you know, trust you that you're really running through every one of these 251 Vermont towns. Now, how have you been chronicling this journey? You've got a Facebook page?
Okay, Facebook, you go to my Facebook page. It's broken out by counties. If the town has a gateway sign, you'll see the gateway sign. You'll see my picture. There'll be cases, again, like Glastonbury. There's no welcome to Glastonbury sign. So essentially what I do is I just do a snapshot of the maps function on my cell phone. Says, yeah, I was here.
Now, as we're speaking to you today, you haven't finished quite yet, but you want to end up in Winooski. Why do you want to end it up there?
It's basically my hometown. The park is literally a park I used to play with as a kid. It's essentially a block away. My mom doesn't have to go too far.
So, Dave, it sounds like it's been mostly a wonderful excursion, all this running through the towns. But there must have been some scary, hairy moments along the way. Can you tell us about any downsides here?
I think the worst that happened was I was running into Granby. And as some people know, it's like the second to last town in Vermont to ever receive electricity. And as I was cresting the dirt road hill, I saw a bear go waddling in front of me about 50, 60 yards away. And I normally carry a construction flag with me so people can see me coming around blind curves. So I'm gripping this flag real hard, like it's really going to serve me. And I'm reaching for the pepper spray, and it just stood in place, and I let the bear waddle across. And I must have been standing there, 30 seconds, a minute, waiting for cubs to show up. I was probably petrified in place for 10 minutes in reality. Time stood still, I guess. But the bear went in the woods, and I slowly went running down the road saying, hey, bear, just to let him know I was in the area. But I lived in Vermont, my growing up years and hunting with my dad, never saw a bear. And in this journey, I've seen three, one running and two on the move. And never saw turkeys before living in Vermont, but now they're all over the place. So times have changed in 30, 40 years.
Dave DeVarney will complete his goal of running through all of Vermont's 251 towns this Sunday. We wish you the best of luck with that. And thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch.